Welcome to the Daily Tech Podcast for December 14th, 2009. I'm your host, Alex Southwell. Only a few stories in today's show. A new Apple patent is talking about a mold-shaping iPhone iPod dock that fits any and all iPods. The original filing was in June of 2008 for what they call an aesthetically pleasing universal dock made from, quote-unquote, an elastic sponge substrate. Don't really care what it's made of. It'd be good to get one dock to fit them all. Next in today's stories, Crunchpad have filed a lawsuit against Fusion Garage, their previous partner company, who have now gone ahead and made the tablet that Crunchpad was planning to make. This lawsuit was bound to happen, and I was surprised it took this long. I'm waiting eagerly to find out what the results are, even though I think a $500 tablet, which can only do internet, is currently a pretty poor idea. Last story of the day, Sony is still losing money on every PS3 Slim sold. They've previously been losing up to $200 on the full-size model. They're now losing $40 on every model. So rush out and buy it before they decide to make more profits. I don't see this as really a problem, as they make that much money from their software. And once they've made their software, it costs them next to nothing to ship it out to you for a premium rate. For links from today's show or any other show, go to techdaily.squarespace.com. Thanks for listening.